Today, we come here acknowledging that we are sinners, that we need to repent, believe in the gospel, and follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord, you know, gives us that remedy on how to repent, how to follow Him. And He says that we need to pray, we need to fast, we need to give alms, but we don't do it in such a way that the world sees us. We don't do it in such a way that we boast, but we do it with humility. Humility is the way to Jesus Christ. No, pride is our downfall. Pride usually leads us to sin. It leads us, you know, away from our Lord. But when we do these things with humility, you know, they bring us closer to our Lord. And as we hear Jesus saying, you know, with the prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, He doesn't say, if you fast, if you pray, if you give alms, but He says, when. It is something that, you know, should be part of our life, because we need to detach, you know, from ourself. We need to detach from the world, and we need to make that room for our Lord Jesus Christ. And this time of Lent, you know, is a time that we do that in a more vigorous way. We prepare ourselves no more fully, because we are looking ahead. We know that at the end of Lent, you know, we'll be celebrating, you know, the highest day of the year. You know, that Easter day, remembering that, you know, Jesus died on the cross. He rose on the third day to free us from our sins, to give us that chance at an eternal life. And then we have to remind ourselves of that each and every day. That Jesus calls us to follow Him. He calls us to turn away, to repent from our sins, so that we can have eternal life following the gospel message that He has given us. So during this Lenten season, as we pick up those things of prayer, those things of fasting, of almsgiving, and we remind ourselves that, you know, it's not just in Lent that we do this. We do it no more fully during Lent, but we do it for the whole year. Not as intense, but we look at, you know, what are those ways that I can add this to my life? So that I can get rid of that self-reliance, I can get rid of that pride in my life, that I can have that humility that God asks, and put all my trust in Him. Knowing that so often we fail Him in our sins, we need to repent from that and put our whole trust in the gospel message. Put our whole trust in our Lord. Reminding ourselves that, you know, even if we do these things, that they have to come from the heart. They have to come from humility, else they mean nothing. Coming from that true love of our Lord. Saying that we're doing this, we're following Him out of that love, knowing that we want to spend that eternity in the love that our Lord has for us.